It's the Forces Station at BFBS with Natasha, and joining me now is Si Going, ex-PTI and now a Herbalife distributor. So we're on week 9 of the BFBS Big Salute 90-Day Body Challenge, which is raising money for the BFBS Big Salute, and we're nearing the end of the challenge. So for those who haven't come across it before, can you tell us what it's all about?
Yeah, it's about being the best version of yourself, level 10. One being not so happy, 10 being the best version. The challenge itself is focused on three categories: body weight, body fat and muscle leanness. So if it's just you want to get toned, ripped, gain a little bit of weight, drop a dress size or that bikini body, look and feel better, then that's what the challenge is about, basically.
And how does it work?
Every Wednesday, we've got a weigh-in Wednesday here at the radio station between 10:30, 11:30. Or you can do it at home in the comfort of your gym, medical centre, and just get some scales, a measuring device. And then every week we share a tip that people can put into action over the next sort of 7 days and get closer to their level 10.
So what is this week's top tip?
This week's top tip is exercise. And most of us know the benefits of regular exercise, but basically, in short, it's for the mind, body and soul. And there's a number of points I've got down here, but just to keep it really short. For example, the health benefits, stroke, disease prevention. Okay, it can help you with weight loss, especially body fat, and maintain a healthy weight. It lowers the resting heart rate by allowing the heart to pump more blood per beat, which takes a little stress off the heart when you're at rest. It may lower blood pressure and reduce cholesterol, improves the immunity of the body, reduces risk of developing coronary artery disease, reduces the risk of developing both breast and colon cancers, and it may also reduce the frequency of severity of migraine and tensions, and also reduce having strokes. From a functional capacity point of view, increases muscular strength and overall stamina, improves the body's ability to maximise the oxygen, basically, and just feel better. So there's a load of benefits there, including stress management and emotional health and well-being, reduce the level of anxiety and stress levels. For example, when I sort of get a bit busy or a little bit stressed without realising it, I just get my jogging pumps on, go out for a jog, and it just releases, it gives me time to think. So yeah, and it boosts energy and improves concentration. The benefits are just endless, to be honest.
So have you got any top tips of what to do?
Yeah, basically how much exercise people's looking at doing is the frequency. I'd recommend, you know, and we're talking, you know, to anybody really, especially the people that's not done any exercise, I recommend 3 to 4 sessions, nice and light, nice and steady, at a minimum, 30 to 40 minutes with a warm-up and a cool-down at the end, stretching if you need to, but definitely afterwards. And for a few days afterwards, you might feel a little bit aches and pains, and it's maybe not pain, it may be just because you're not used to, you know, exercise. But if you are in pain, obviously don't continue to do that and seek advice from a medical expert. And you're looking really at 12 to 16 weeks to see real progress. The intensity really of the exercise, and don't be scared by exercise. It's not a matter of going into a gym, joining a gym, throwing kettlebells around, jumping around with logs, doing burpees, hitting tires. It can be just, you know, parking the car further away, walking up the stairs instead of escalators, things like that. If you're looking at an easy, medium, hard and very hard session, and what you want to do is just work that out accordingly. You don't want to do 2 hard sessions back to back or 2 easy sessions. Just break yourself in steadily. But a few tips, like I say, I've mentioned, walk up the stairs rather than the escalators. Instead of driving close and parking next to the supermarket front doors, park further away. Turn off the TV, take the dog for a walk. It helps the dog also maintain a healthy weight and also prevent heart disease. Put on lively music, do the housework, get it done faster. A brisk walk can burn up to 100 calories per mile, 300 calories per hour. Stretch off, as I've mentioned. And it's really important to do things you want to do. So if you don't like the treadmill, I call it the dreadmill, then don't go and join the dreadmill club, okay? Just do the things you want. Get a fitness professional, educate yourself, get a book, get a role model. But you must have a goal, and you must have the motivation, because with no goal, it's like footballers running around on a field kicking a ball around. If there's no goals, then, you know, they're not going to get anywhere. Correct kit and equipment, but any concerns, any, you know, speak to a medical professional or a fitness professional. Always fuel up properly and hydrate, and you could do a yoga like I do every Monday morning, mind, body and spirit, and do a yoga class. So there's just a few, but I'll add these into the support Facebook group so people can have a look.
So for more information and the support group, where can we visit?
Yeah, visit the BFBS Big Salute 90-Day Body Challenge Facebook group, where all the tips and the fact sheets are in there, or pop down every Wednesday, or pop into the Aldershot Town Centre. Wednesday afternoons, Friday afternoons, come and see me, body fat testing in the high streets, and we can give you some support from there.
Fantastic. Now, if you'd like to take part in the BFBS Big Salute 90-Day Body Challenge, you can visit the BFBS Aldershot Studios on a Wednesday between 10:30 and 11:30. And if you'd like to take part at home, you can find out more on the BFBS Big Salute 90-Day Body Challenge Facebook page.